This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and today I'm with Brent Erickson, who's the Executive Vice President of Bio. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for joining us today. I'm really excited, Brent. I'm actually going to be joining your organization in Toronto starting on Sunday for the World Congress on Industrial Biotechnology and Bioprocessing. Can you give us a preview of what's on the docket for next week?
Sure, I'd be happy to. This conference is really dynamic on multiple levels. The plenary sessions we have highlight CEO-level speakers on a variety of topics that involve biofuels both directly and indirectly. We have a very distinguished panel of speakers on our opening day in the afternoon to talk about biomass feedstock sources worldwide. So we have people from India, Europe, the U.S., Canada, to talk about how biomass feedstocks are evolving, what the demand for them will be, and how they see them evolving in the future. We have Colin South of Lignol, Paul Bryan, who most people know as the Biomass Program Manager at the Department of Energy, Ramam Aziz, who's the Institute of Bioproduct Development at the University of Technology in Malaysia, Luis Cortez, who's on the faculty of the Agriculture Engineering University in Campinas, Brazil, and Cameron Begley, who's with the CSIRO Research Group in Australia. So that, I think, will be a very interesting panel. And then we also have a panel on aviation biofuels. And that will be on Tuesday, our general plenary session. We have Michael Lakeland, Regional Director for Biofuel Strategy at Boeing, Jason Pyle, CEO of Sapphire Energy, Chris Tindall, Director of Operational Energy at the United States Navy, and Charles Fischel, who's the Chairman of Biojet Corporation. And then on Wednesday, our plenary luncheon is about strategic partnerships, and we have Pat Gruber, who's the CEO of Gevo, Ron Commander, head of Butyl Rubber for Lanxess, Christoph Schilling with Genomatica, and Xiao Yurata, who's the General Manager of Corporate Planning with Mitsubishi Chemical. So that's just a snapshot of some of the plenary sessions, and then we have over 150 speakers in our breakout sessions, and we also this year have investor sessions as well. We have workshops, and we have a poster session, so there's a lot of activity going on.
Great. So, Brent, what are some key issues that are going to be discussed? I know you recently released a white paper that talked about some of the policies that needed to be put in place to help support the growth of biotechnology. Will those types of things be discussed as well?
Yes, I think government policy will be discussed both in our plenary sessions and our breakout sessions, and not only government policy in the U.S., but in Canada and around the world. Policy on sustainability as well. The other thing that we see a big focus on is venture capital and the flow of venture capital and investment money into this space. We have a very important investor panel on the plenary panel. You know, that's for all of our companies, just raising capital is a big issue. And then, of course, we've seen some key IPOs recently from Codexis and Amaris and Gevo and Solazine has one in the pipeline, so that's very heartening in this investment climate to see those IPOs taking place. But we'll be looking at the trends for investment to scale up. And then also renewable chemical platforms. There seems to be a boom in commercialization of renewable chemical platforms, and that's going to receive a lot of attention. I know that Mariant and DSM and BioAmber all have, you know, news in that space on succinic acid and things like that. So a lot of interesting, exciting things going on.
Great. In the past, you've had companies who have made some pretty large announcements during the conference. Do you anticipate or can you give us a preview on any major announcements that will be made or partnerships next week?
I haven't been made privy to any announcements. I do know that Greenfield Ethanol is going to have a press conference to talk about their new cellulosic platform.
Okay.
BioAmber just had a press release, I think, yesterday, an announcement, and I think that Genomatica will have some interesting things to say in their plenary session about their working with Mitsubishi Chemical.
Brent, in your view, are there any companies that you think are really going to break out here in this biotechnology sector in the next 6 to 18 months? And if so, why do you think they're going to be the ones that really get out of the chute here before some others?
Well, yeah, I think it would be inappropriate for me to comment on individual companies, but I think in terms of platforms, I think we're going to see the biobutanol platform really taking off. I think we're going to see the succinic acid platform taking off. Algae, of course, is doing very well, and I think we'll see some interesting announcements in that space. So there's a real range of, you can, you know, look at the companies involved in those spaces and see who they're going to be, but I think it's really more about those platforms taking off than it is about individual companies.
So as I mentioned, I'll be out there at the conference with you, and Brent, why don't we check in at the end of the week and do a recap?
That'd be great. We're really looking forward to it. Our registration numbers are very high, and our exhibit hall is sold out for the first time ever, and we're looking forward to a really great conference in Toronto.